Marianne Combs from NPR News is here with us. She writes the State of the Arts blog at nprnews.org. She joined us every Thursday morning for the Weekend Arts Roundup. And before we get into a couple of events that are going on arts-wise this weekend, we want to talk about stuff that's actually happened, like arts news here in the Twin Cities, because this has been
such a huge week.
Yeah.
It's been ridiculous, I swear. First off, we had the Minnesota Orchestra and its lockout of 15 months, which is the longest strike of any orchestra in United States history. So we have, you know, finally the musicians and the management getting back together, and they're going to start playing again in February. Awesome news.
A devastating strike, basically. The repercussions were the loss of its highly esteemed and amazing music director, Osmo Venska.
Exactly.
Is there a chance that he could come back?
You know, it could happen. I certainly, that would be a great thing for people to rally around, or musicians to rally around, because they had such a great relationship with him, and to get the audiences more invested in coming back. That would be huge. But you know, he sort of gave his time limit, and he said I'm done.
He made his decision. Yeah.
So
exactly.
I don't know what's going to happen at this point. But
nevertheless, great to see the strike over for one of America's leading orchestras. That's what we have here in the Twin Cities,
which is pretty mind blowing. Mm-hmm. Then other news this week. Just all happened all at once. Like, everything happened, I think it was on Tuesday evening. The Walker Art Center, their chief curator is leaving to go be the head of a museum in sort of a suburb of New York.
I was curious.
Yeah, and it's a small museum, and a sort of a big step, but it's going from being chief curator to the director of a museum. And the funny thing is that her husband is a curator at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts. So it's going to be like, you know, how is this going to affect his work at the MIA? Is it going to affect it, or are they just going to be long distance? So we have the Guthrie is dark this month for the first time in 7 years, because they need to do all these longstanding repairs, and because their season is not, you know, going as well on track as with projections. They furloughed their staff for a week, so all their non-union full-time employees, most of them, have been furloughed for a week in January. So
is that something that should make us be worried?
You know, it's they've done this before. And it's part of their annual sort of tightening as they go through the year. But the thing is that it comes right on the heels of posting their first deficit in 18 years, ending the year with a deficit. Also at the same time as going dark for the first time. So everybody's like, oh my God, the theater's dark. They posted a deficit and they're furloughing staff. So it looks kind of big in the context, but it isn't, you know, the furloughing itself is not new. So I think that's what we're looking at there. And then, just this morning, Barkhad Abdi, who was in Captain Phillips, local guy, Minneapolis, he's been nominated for Best Supporting Actor at the Oscars.
That is fantastic.
Just huge. So, I mean, that's kind of like one of the coolest stories ever. All of that happened in like the last 48 hours.
I know, and we saw him get a nod at the Golden Globes the other night. A little bit of attention there.
Yeah, Tina
cool.
Fey. Mm-hmm. Sort of,
little
said,
shout out.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Love your cab drivers. Just, you got to.
Because they'll be famous someday.
Exactly.
That's kind of the gist of it.
Exactly.
But it was cool to see him sitting at a table with Tom Hanks, and he was up for Best Supporting Actor at the Golden
Globes.
And now he's got an Oscar nod as well.
Yeah, just pretty darn amazing. So lots of news this week.
Indeed.
But there's still lots of arts out there.
Okay.
And
what's
so I'll give you a couple of things for this weekend. I don't think we've talked about the sacred exhibition at the MIA, where they're taking religious works of art and they're putting them in a different context so you can experience sort of the religious aspect of it. Like they have this beautiful sculpture of a bodhisattva, Guanyin, and instead of just having it in a room with a bunch of other sculptures, they now have put it in a gallery space where it's by itself, low lighting. There are stools with cushions on them, and there are little microphones or speakers that come down from the ceiling and have chanting. So you can sit and meditate in front of this sculpture if you want.
Oh, I'm
at
so
the MIA.
There. I have to go experience this.
It's really, really cool. And so, in conjunction with that, they have all this Saturday programming that they're bringing in. They're calling them their sacred salons. And this Saturday, you can go practice yoga with the gorilla yogis, who are these yoga practitioners that are trying to like make yoga happen and all sorts of different places. And so they're going to do it over in the reception hall in the Target wing. You can go and practice yoga, bring your own mat, and it's, you know, your donation. And then they're going to have other Saturdays they're going to have where you can like learn how to walk the sacred labyrinth. They're going to have sacred music. So all sorts of way of interacting. Krista Tippett is going to record some on-being interviews with artists and who do real spiritual work. Mm-hmm. at the MIA. So lots of really cool programming around accessing the spiritual, talking about the sacred and the religious in a whole new light through the arts.
Okay.
Very cool.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And then another fun event that I'm going to check out this weekend, Revolver at the Ritz, 12 experiments. Revolver, you know, is an online magazine that work with writers, and there's so much energy right now around getting authors out in the community doing things. And this is one of those things. They're putting on a live event on stage at the Ritz, which is 12 experiments in where number one, disrupted reading. Number two, etherized upon a table. Number three, Andypedia. Number four, we asked poet Hyde Erdrich to do something amazing. So they're just bringing in all these authors and having them do stuff on stage and turning the act of writing into a live event.
Okay.
So that's at the Ritz Theater in Minneapolis. That's on Saturday night. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm just really excited about this energy around writing and performance.
Nice possibilities for this weekend. We'll recap them online, by the way, at thecurrent.org. Have a blog post up there for you very shortly. And exciting week all around for stuff.
Yeah, especially for news regarding the art scene here in Minnesota. And you can read more about that at nprnews.org. Yep.
Indeed you can. Where Marianne Combs writes the State of the Arts blog. Check
this
that
is
out.
True.
Over there at nprnews.org. She joins us every Thursday morning for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Have yourself a lovely weekend, as always, Marianne.
Will do. Always
we'll
a pleasure.
See you next time.
All right.
You know, the funny thing about that is that Marianne never walks away, actually, during that. She's still sitting right there.
She's like, I'm out of here. No,
she's sitting right there.
I'm right here.
She doesn't get the cue to leave.
She doesn't get the cue.
She just likes to hang out.
It's theater of the mind.
You're
supposed to visualize Marianne walking away during that. She just stays right here.